On today's episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Splatoon 2 Updates. Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I am joined today, as always, by my co-host, the Pearl to my Marina, Chad.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for having me here again today.
Oh, yeah. Glad to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about Splatoon 2 updates. But before we get into our main topic, let's talk about what we have been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing lately?
Well, you know, it's been a pretty busy week this week, but I have managed to squeeze in some time for some Splatoon 2, as always.
Oh, nice.
I've been trying out Stardew Valley a little. So that's mostly the two games that I've been playing this week.
Cool. You still liking Stardew Valley?
Still liking Stardew Valley. I kind of took a break for about a month off of it. Kind of forgot about it because I was playing a lot of other things. But I'm back in and trying to build up my farm.
Awesome.
So, how about you?
Well, for me, it's also been a busy week. I was sick all weekend and didn't even feel good enough to play any games. But I have played a little bit of the Splatoon 2. I've played a little bit with the new 3.0 update. And I've also been playing some Kirby Planet Robobot.
Oh, that's a great game. I've played it before. It's really enjoyable.
Yeah, so after completing Kirby Star Allies on the Switch, I still was kind of wanted a little more Kirby in my life. So I'd had this game for a little bit and hadn't played it yet. So I picked it up and just getting started on it. And it is a lot of fun. So the topic today is Splatoon 2, and there's been a lot of things happening on the Splatoon 2 front the last month or so. One of the main things I wanted to talk about with you today is the 2018 Inkling Open and the Open Qualifiers, which were a couple of weeks ago on April 21st, 2018. Me and you and a couple of our buddies, we play a lot of Splatoon together, and we decided to enter into this tournament. And basically what this Inkling Open was is a tournament that anybody that has a team of players that would like to compete can compete in. It was free to join, and you are competing for a place in the upcoming World Championships that are going to be held at E3 in June. So we decided to throw our hat in the ring and see how we did.
Oh, that was a pretty intense day. It was a lot of fun getting ready for it. I was scrubbing gear, trying to be as powerful as I could be that day. So we had some good times. We got a lot of fun times to getting it all together there.
For sure. And man, we practiced a whole lot before this. And we thought we'd kind of came up with the perfect plan for the day of the qualifiers. I actually invited all three of my teammates, including Chad, to the house. We had four screens set up on a long table so we could sit side by side. We had wired Ethernet to each one of our Switch consoles. We had snacks. We had lunch. We had, I thought, the perfect setup for the qualifiers. But it didn't go according to plan. About 15 minutes before our first match was to start, the power went out in my house. And so it was kind of an unexpected problem that arose. And we didn't really know what to do. Chad, what did you think when the electricity went off?
Help. Oh, man, that was crazy. We had already been playing for, you know, two and a half hours.
Oh, so yeah, for sure.
Everything was working perfectly. I was like, man, this is going to be the ultimate setup for this game. We had some good pizza, so we were full and had our drink set up there. So, I mean, we weren't going to have to leave for anything. So.
Yeah, I forgot to mention one of our teammates was also streaming it on Twitch for some of our friends that wanted to watch it. So, I mean, we just thought we had it all locked down. Like, this is going to be perfect. And when the electricity went off, I just had this sinking feeling and, you know, just like, why did I have everybody over here? What could I have done to prevent this? But, you know, you never know when the electricity is going to go off. It's just a freak accident. It popped back on a time or two for a couple of seconds and then it was just dead. And so we started racking our brains trying to think, what could we do? You know, is there any place we could go and still play? And, thankfully, I live in town and not too far from my office where I work, and we have good internet there. So we did the only thing we could do. We grabbed our Switch consoles themselves. We grabbed our controllers, And we took off to my office to see if we could get there in time to still get in the first round. And I didn't think we'd be able to make it until Chad had been checking the chat and the brackets. And he's like, man, we got a first round bye. And that's when I knew we might be able to make it.
That's what saved us. I couldn't believe it. I was just looking, what are the chances of us getting a bye? And we got it. So, oh, that was great.
So, yeah, that was a very, very fortunate thing, occurrence that happened there. So we got over to my office. We got set up just in time for round two to start, which was going to be our first match. And, man, we didn't have near the setup that we had in my house. All of us were playing just with the Switch screens. You know, we didn't have our nice gaming monitors and gaming chairs, but we were in.
We were in, that's for sure. Yeah, I wasn't planning on playing in the tournament in handheld mode,
basically. Exactly.
With the Pro Controller, at least. So that did make it a lot better. But my face was probably a foot away from the screen at all times.
Yeah, same here. I laid it down flat on my desk and just was hunched over as close as I could to the screen. It was just white knuckle gaming at its finest.
Oh, man. The first two matches, we lost.
That's right. And so this was a single elimination tournament. Best of five matches, and as Chad said, we lost the first two.
Oh, I was just sick. Just, you know, we had the ultimate setup. We're reduced down to this. I think a lot of that was because we were just so nervous, and, you know, we're just so nervous from having to rush over there, and everything was happening all at once.
Yeah, I agree. Our hearts are just pounding. We're just hoping everything will still work, hoping the Wi-Fi at the office will hold up.
Right.
And, yeah, we dropped the first two just like that, and but we didn't give up. We decided we're going to give it our all. We've practiced way too long to come down to just losing in our first match, our first round. And so we ended up taking the next three games. And I'm telling you, that was three of my favorite wins of all time in Splatoon.
Oh, yeah. I bet everyone in the neighborhood could hear us yelling for joy and jumping around.
Yeah, when we won the third straight game to advance to round three, there was a lot of running around and hooping and hollering and it was a great feeling, I will say.
That was a lot of fun. A day I'll never forget, that's for sure.
For sure. We went on to lose the next round, but that is unimportant. The important thing is we did win the first round. We overcame the lack of electricity, and we had a lot of fun. So
it was great. I can't think of any other teammates I'd want to enter in it again with.
Agreed. So after that, man, I won't lie, I was a little burnt out on Splatoon. We'd practiced so much, you know, only to lose in round three of the tournament. And I didn't play any Splatoon the next week, but I was looking forward to the weekend because that is when the top eight teams from the open qualifiers were going to play in the finals. And these eight teams were going to play in a double elimination tournament with the top team going to the World Championships at E3. And so I watched a bunch of these matches on Twitch. I was sick Saturday, and man, I just curled up under a blanket and watched a bunch of high level Splatoon play. Did you get to catch any of it, Chad?
I was able to go back after Nintendo put it on their YouTube channel.
Oh yeah,
I was able to watch a few of the matches. I didn't watch the whole thing; it's about 6 hours long, but I watched a few and then skipped towards the end.
It was incredibly long. I don't know how the commentators did it. It was the same two commentators the entire 6 hours.
Oh.
And they just kept it going the whole time. It was quite impressive.
That's crazy.
But anyway, there was eight really, really good teams. I'm serious. All eight of these were just outstanding. But there was one that was the heavy favorite, and that was Set to Destroy X. And they ended up winning the entire thing. And last year Nintendo held the 2017 Inkling Invitational at last year's E3, and two of the four members of this team, or the five members of this team, were actually on the Team USA team that won it all. And boy, you could tell they were just so, all the teams were so good, but Set to Destroy X is just a little bit better than all the rest. And man, it was quite thrilling to watch them play, and I'll be rooting for them as Team USA at the World Championships.
Oh yeah, congratulations to all the teams that made it that far, but especially congratulations to Set to Destroy X. We'll be cheering you on, and we'll be watching the entire thing.
So. For sure, for sure. So that was the first thing I wanted to talk about with as far as updates to Splatoon. Again, like we said, the World Championships are coming up at E3 this year. The World Championship semifinals are going to be on June the 11th, And then the World Championship Finals will be on June the 12th. And if you're into Splatoon 2, if you would be interested in watching some very high-level Splatoon 2 play, I wouldn't want to miss this tournament because this is going to be the best of the best. USA's best teams, Europe's best teams, Japan's best teams. I think the other is like Australia and New Zealand or something. But all these teams are going to be just the best of the best and from their region. And it's going to be I think it's going to be a really good tournament. So next up, we wanted to talk about an upcoming Splatfest that's coming up. Actually, the day that this podcast is released is going to be this upcoming Splatfest. And it's a special one. Chad, why don't you tell everybody what's special about this Splatfest?
So this is Splatfest. It's going to be the first of a special tournament-style Splatfest. They'll be holding the first one on the day this podcast is released, like you said, Friday. The next one will be the following week. And those are going to be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So the first round on May 4th on Friday, you pick two of the turtles, and the first week it's Raph and Leo and Chad. The second week it's
Mikey versus Donnie.
That's correct. So I'm really looking forward to this. This is really cool. All the Splatfests have just been a single day, it's one day every month. And it's a single topic. It's been ice cream versus cake. It's been money versus love. It's been all these things. But this is the first sponsored one. And I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Me too. And I love the turtles. So this is right up my alley.
Yes. I've always been a big Ninja Turtle fan. So I just think this is a really cool idea. And so who are you picking for round one, Raph versus Leo?
You know, I like both of these. These are probably my two favorite turtles. But I'm going to have to go with Leo on this one. So I just like his leadership skills and his swords, and he's a superior turtle to me.
I agree. I'm also going Leo. You know, he's cool under pressure, where Raph's kind of hothead, and, you know, I just have a feeling that Leo's going to come out victorious.
I sure hope so.
And then next week, like we said, it's going to be Mikey versus Donnie. Chad, who are you going with on that one?
Oh, this is a little bit tougher for me. it kind of depends what the team says, but I'm leaning more towards Donnie myself than Mikey.
Yeah, so. I agree. I think I will probably go Donnie as well. And so 3 weeks from now, three Fridays from now, on May the 18th, there's going to be a final Splatfest match between the winners of round one and round two. So if we have anything to do with it, maybe it'll be Leo versus Donnie, but we'll see.
Right, we sure hope so. So who would you pick on a Leo versus Donnie? If that is going to be the two finals,
I would have to go Leo for sure.
Same, I'll definitely go Leo.
So yeah, this is if you've never competed in a Splatfest, this is a great time to try one. Honestly, with this upcoming 3 week tournament style Splatfest, I'm really excited about it. Like I said, I've kind of taken a pretty big break from Splatoon since the tournament, and I'm looking to get back in really. So the third and final kind of update we had on Splatoon, we thought we'd go over the 3.0 update that they released. I think it was last week, I believe a week or a week and a half ago, and they added quite a few things. Chad, you want to run these things down from the update?
Okay. Well, the first thing is that the weapons, they're distributed usually every week or so.
That's right. They come out every Friday usually.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
So now they're going to be coming out in increments of four once a month. So, like this past update, they released the Neo Splash-O-Matic. It has the burst bombs and the suction bomb launcher.
I'm excited about that one.
Right, me too. The foil squeezer with splat bomb and bubble blower. I'm not a fan of this gun, but I've played against one player. Yes. Sticks out in my mind that I played against. He was amazing with it.
Yeah, so if someone is really good with the squeezer, they are very hard splat.
They're very annoying, that's for sure.
I can't imagine one with bubbles in the hands of a high level player, but we'll see.
could be fun. They also released the new Squiffer with auto bomb and baller. New Squiffer, that's an interesting name for it. So
for sure, I actually kind of like the Squiffer. I'm not much of a sniper, so I love the Squiffer because, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. It has a quick charge time, so you can get off multiple shots in the time that are of a standard snipe rifle. So I'm interested in trying out the new Squiffer.
Right, and I'm a fan of the auto bomb, and, you know, the baller's not the best, but I do like it.
So. I agreed.
The Glooga Doolies deco with Splash Wall and Baller was the other one. Not a big fan of the Glooga Doolies. A little too slow for me, but I'll definitely be
same
trying
here.
These.
In fact, I think they're my least favorite Doolies of all, probably.
Oh, really? Oh, man. So, and the Splash Wall, it's a good idea. I don't really ever think of using it, though. So
right.
Well, I'll definitely be giving all of these a try. I think I've already bought them all. So
for sure.
We'll
what do you think? Do you prefer them doing this or dropping four weapons at once a month instead of one a week? What do you think?
No, I really don't have a preference, I guess. This is fine. I do kind of look forward to it every week, getting something new. Though,
yeah, true.
But, all at once, that's fine.
So. Yeah, the way I look at it is releasing four at once, you know, at least one of those four you're probably going to be interested in. So that's kind of neat.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying there. The other thing that was included in the 3.0 update was Camp Triggerfish from Splatoon 1 was released.
That's right.
I haven't got to play on this stage on Splatoon 2 yet, but I was a huge fan on Splatoon 1.
Yes, this was one of my favorite maps in Splatoon 1. I remember playing it with Chad back when we had the Wii U's.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's a great map. I've played it one time in Splatoon 2, and yeah, it's the exact same map as far as I can tell.
You know, I'm really looking forward to playing on it. Hopefully we can get some good turf war games on there.
Agreed.
So, the next thing was Rank X is now here. You know, so anyone that was over S plus 10 in the ranked battles, they move on automatically to Rank X now. So there may be a count up from there. I'm not really sure about that. Do you have any idea?
I think Rank X is the ultimate. Man, I've never gotten too caught up in the rankings on Splatoon, but something about this Rank X, it just kind of makes me want to try to get there, man. I don't know what it is.
I hear it's very tough. I think I'm Rank S in maybe Splat Zones, only one of them. It's sure not Clan Blitz, I know that. But.
Right, I'm nowhere even close, so I doubt I will ever obtain this ranking, but it is really cool, and I'm glad they're doing stuff for the real diehard Splatoon players.
It's
nice that they're doing that.
Gives them something to shoot for, so that's
for
great.
Sure.
And also included in the update, over 100 new and returning pieces of gear were included. So I'm not really sure on any of the types of gear. I haven't seen any of the new styles. Have you seen any?
Yeah, I've seen a few, and I like some of them that are out. I always like new gear. You know, I'm always looking to see what else I can buy, and I'm glad that it seems like they never run out of stuff for you to pick up. So.
Right. You've definitely been the most fashionable out of the two of us, so that's great, though. And last thing was that Callie rejoins Marie in Tentakill Outpost.
Right. So, as far as I understand, she will only show up once you complete the single player campaign.
Oh,
but
okay.
Since we've both done that, I know she's in my game, and I don't know, it's kind of cool seeing the Squid Sisters reunited.
Oh, it's great. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of posts in the Splatoon 2 Square, bring Callie back. So, I guess everyone finally got their wish, unless they never played through the single player.
Right,
so.
Sounds like Nintendo heard the fans, and it's kind of neat if you go to the Tentakill Outpost, she's there, and she'll tell you different like stats from your multiplayer. Like I went up and talked to her, and she's like, well, in the last 70 splat zones you've played, you've gotten this many splats and you've been splatted this many times. So as far as I can tell, she gives you like a few statistics that I don't know if there's any other way really to find them out. So
It's
kind of neat. So I advise everyone that has beaten the campaign to go talk to her and see what she tells you. It's kind of interesting. And if you haven't beat the campaign, you really should. It's a lot of fun. You can do it if you don't have a lot of friends playing or just get tired of the multiplayer. You can go through the single player campaign, and I don't know, it's a lot of fun.
Right. And to go through the single player, that's a lot of the way. That's a one way to get the hero equipment and everything.
That's right. Yeah.
So it gives you you have to beat each round with every weapon to obtain that weapon. But it's definitely worth it. They're not more powerful than the other weapons, but they have a really cool color. Definitely more fashion.
Exactly. I love that kind of neon yellow and black color scheme that they all have. And it's not on any of the weapons you can buy from the store. It's the only way to get them. And, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of replay value there. Plus, the campaign really helped me try out different weapons and different specials that I wasn't going to probably try in multiplayer. And I ended up liking some guns I didn't think I would.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
So yeah, that's the kind of the most recent updates to Splatoon 2. It's a game me and Chad, really, really enjoy. It's our favorite multiplayer game, I'd say. And man, it's very much alive. You know, it's been out almost a year now. You know, it came out last July, And I've been really pleased with the support that Nintendo's given it. So, you know, if you haven't picked up Splatoon 2 or if you haven't played it in a while and you do own it, pick it up. Try out the new update. Try out the new Splatfest. Check out the tournament coming up in June, the World Championships. Splatoon is a big game for Nintendo. It seems like they're very happy to keep supporting it for the foreseeable future. So, I don't know. See what you think. I really, really do like Splatoon 2 and really been enjoying all the updates. So just a few notes here before we close. I'd love for everyone to please visit our show page at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. You can go there and there's links to subscribe wherever the show is available. You can also listen to the show there. So please go and visit our show page. Please also subscribe to the Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. You can listen. You can also listen on Pocket Cast or Overcast on Android and iOS respectively. And you can listen through the Anchor app on both iOS and Android. It's a free download. You can find our podcast on there. You can listen there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate us on iTunes or on Apple Podcast, as it helps the show out. And lastly, please follow us. We're on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod, and we're on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. Once again, thanks for listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, and we will see you next episode.